plus Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this hump day, Wednesday, July 8th. Getting back to Lansing and this stories out there about the budget, about all kinds of things happening. Private school students get a little more than a free lunch under the new budget. Student teachers in Michigan's non-public schools will become eligible for state-funded stipends and teaching fellowships under the new fiscal year 2027 school aid budget, marking the largest and latest expansion of taxpayer-supported programs benefiting private school education. The additions create a new pair of examples how public support, taxpayer dollars, is going for non-public schools. A victory for private schools who argue all students should benefit from the taxpayers. But a setback for public school advocates who believe such spending runs afoul of the state constitution. Paul Stankiewicz, policy advocate for the Michigan Catholic Conference, said the money's not going to the school to add somebody to our payroll, making the argument that as long as the dollars aren't going to cover operational costs, it's totally fine. Well, Peter Spadafor, executive director of the Michigan Alliance for Student Opportunity, disagrees. It is a large budget, and we've got a lot of big priorities that need to be focused on. But the continual and blatant disregard for Michigan's Constitution by our lawmakers is incredibly problematic. And we're going to continue to advocate for keeping public dollars in public classrooms. Over the years, public dollars have been used to cover school safety funding. They've even provided AEDs, automated external defibrillator machines. Money was used for water filtration systems, safety drills, and even robotics stipends to the private schools. Spadafor said last year, the list of items public money covered was expanded to the universal school lunch and breakfast programs, which was problematic and unconstitutional last year, and it remains so this year. Well, State Representative Tim Kelly, chair of the House K-12 Appropriations Subcommittee, said continuing meal funding for non-public school students was a top priority of his Republican caucus. It's not universal when it's only for union-dominated public school students. There's a whole set of other students in Michigan who choose to go to non-public schools. They need to eat as well. The state constitution reads, quote, according to Representative Kelly, no payment, credit, tax benefit, exemption or deduction, tuition voucher, subsidy, grant or loan of public monies or property shall be provided directly or indirectly to support the attendance of any non-public school student. Kelly said the state has already been funding programs connected to non-public schools or private providers for years, arguing that the critics are now picking and choosing when to object. Yes, the Constitution says that we're not supposed to do this, but when it's been a practice that you've been doing for a number of years, the argument's over. Precedent has been set. Public funds for non-public use is kind of an old, worn-out argument. Perfect example he pointed to was the Great Start Reading Program. Dollars going to community-based organization and private schools was just one example. You're doing it with your left hand, and then all of a sudden your right hand starts doing it, and you say you can't do it. Well, what about the left hand that's already been doing it? Ask Kelly. The bottom line is this. The school aid budget includes $2 million in ongoing general fund money for the expanded breakfast and lunch programs for non-public school students. The Senate Fiscal Agency said the budget replaces that funding with one-time fiscal year 2025-2026 budget funding. The budget also includes $10 million for non-public schools as part of a broader $310 million one-time mental health and school safety grant. Of that total, $300 million went to public schools, only $10 million went to non-public. Other non-public school-related items include $600,000 for robotics in non-public schools, $1 million for non-public school reimbursements. Kelly said the budget also expands the educator stipends and provides for parent-driving tutoring. He said the Republicans secured these stipends tied to teacher preparation for individuals who go on to teach at non-public schools. When a parent can purchase private tutoring and receive reimbursement through the intermediate school district. Well, Robert McCann, executive director of the K-12 Alliance of Michigan, also raised concerns about non-public school funding in the budget. He describes these payments as being grossly unconstitutional. However, McCann says the lawmakers appear to be testing the waters by including money for meals, robotics, and other private school-related items. If you look in the budget for this year, there are a few different areas where they specifically allocated money to private schools. He said the meals program creates this fund for private schools, and argued if that is the goal to make sure every student has access to meals, public schools already provide that option. If a parent chooses to send their child to a school that doesn't provide that, they can pay for it, and that's their choice. They're welcome to make that choice, but it is a clear violation of our Constitution. Well, in closing the story, Stankiewicz said providing breakfast to a child does not aid the operation of the school. What? You argue it does for public schools, but not private students? He goes on to say this program helps the individual children and not the school system or the school building. He said that he feels the same logic applies to school safety funding, AED machines, water filtration systems, safety drills, and robotics, which are incidental to the schools extracurricular activities rather than direct support for the instruction, attendance, and employment of the schools. It is permissible constitutionally to use general fund dollars for this, and that's what they're doing. The Republicans are taking it from the general fund, not the school aid fund. So we'll see where this goes. Let's see, got another. Okay, there it is. Well, this is an argument that will continue. And based on these statements, I see perhaps the governor either striking the line item, vetoing the expenditures, or if she signs it, this end up going to court. We'll see where this goes. Another short little story to throw in real quick. Speaker Matt Hall is taking another run at getting state workers to get back to their offices in Lansing. House Speaker Matt Hall isn't giving up on the ghost on his quest to bring more state employees back to their office, even after the conference report stripped away his suggested new reporting requirements in the new budget. Well, his next attempt at bringing state employees back to the office begins with eliminating individual department directors from the equation. He's going to create a uniform, one-size-fits-all policy. He reasons that department-by-department approach does not create a clear direction for our state agencies. You talk to one department director, and he claims people come in 2 to 3 days a week. A different department director will tell you it appears that they come in 1 day a month. In speaking to TV6 News during a press conference, we want to see a publicly uniform policy for state government because we're still not getting a clear picture. I'm hopeful that Governor Gretchen Whitmer will still do that while she's still governor. We'll wrap up this story. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience. Nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up this story about Speaker Hall trying to get state workers to come back to their offices in Lansing. The fiscal year 2027 budget just passed this past Friday, sent to the governor's desk for signing, includes last year's language that the department's bureaucratic agencies should, quote, maximize utilization of its in-person workforce and ensure occupancy rates are at 80% or higher. But the swipe data Hall is seeing still shows only 20% of state employees show up to the office on any given workday. Cards swiping, where people swipe to get into the buildings, into their office. He wants new requirements to be put in the budget requiring biannual reports on remote work policies by each division or agency. He also wants to see building occupancy rates, information on whether buildings are state-owned or leased, and an aggregate employee badge scanning information. The conference committee said no. So the speaker is taking another approach. Now he's concerned that some departments believe that accomplishing an 80% occupancy goal by assigning a nameplate to 80% of the desks. Hall said he plans to ask the House Oversight Committee to pressure them to move more quickly to actually get people back to work. If that fails, he hopes maybe the next governor would be much more committed to bringing them back than what we've seen in the last few years. State employees began working remotely from home during the China virus. State Department directors saw some advantage to this arrangement and have allowed their employees to remain working from home for at least some days a week. Well, Speaker Hall fears that state employees are taking advantage of this system. House committees have grilled the department heads and want this to be resolved. If you're not utilizing the offices, then sell the buildings or cancel the leases. This could be a way for us to save a ton of money in the budget, but the governor and the Senate-controlled Democrats refuse to do it. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see where this goes in this current budget proposal. And ultimately comes down to, again, the importance of this election. If Benson gets in to be governor, she'll continue this practice. We're not getting full productivity out of the workers that we're paying for. It's very simple. You work from home, you're not as productive as sitting at a desk 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. It's that simple, folks. You can't be washing clothes. You can't be feeding the kids. You can't be doing everything that you're doing now if you're at the office. It's that simple. So we'll see where this goes. One of the things that we're absolutely just not understanding is why the Democrats and Governor Gretchen Whitmer want to continue this China virus policy. This is from 2020, and they're still operating it that way. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue. We'll follow this story and see what the governor does with these expenditures. One of the last components of this. This is without a doubt the process under which the governor has got to make a decision. Speaker Hall goes on to say that we want this done in this budget. Whether she'll do it or not, we have no idea. And the other thing that you have to look at, if it is passed, is it something that can be undone by the next Republican governor? Matt Hall reiterated that in the closing of this story, saying yes. Comes down to very simply, what is the executive branch wanting their bureaucratic agencies and department to operate under? Falls totally under the control of the governor. And obviously, this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, doesn't want to change the policy. I'm going to finish up this segment. I want to remind you that 2 weeks from this Saturday, Liberty Mountain USA is having Ted Nugent fundraising concert for the Michigan Republican Party. If you go to their website, Liberty Mountain USA, click on events, you can get your tickets. The profits from this event is going to be split 50-50 with the Michigan Republican Party in all 83 county parties. It also will give you an opportunity to hear from all three gubernatorial candidates. John James, Mike Cox, and Perry Johnson are all going to be there. You can get your tickets online, libertymountainusa.com. Click on events. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis.